Blackstone Audio presents The Prize, a novel by Jill Bielowski. This book is read by Tom Taylorson. For Milton Abraham Bielowski. Forever Painting and Forever Young. John Keats. Ode on a Grecian Urn. Our doubt is our passion, and our passion is our task. The rest is the madness of art. Henry James, The Middle Years. Art is the window to the interior. Harold Darby, The Unrealized Self. Prologue. Edward Darby knew that an artist's work had the power to change the way in which art was perceived, for every successful artist must recreate the medium. But he did not know, each time he went to a new artist's studio, if he'd ever find it. When you see a work of art, it will be as if everything else in relationship to it has faded. Art should transport the seer from the ordinary to the sublime. His father, a scholar of romantic poetry, told him this when he was a boy. But it was more than that. It was the myths artists created about their art that gave the work authority, and as an art dealer, he was part of that creation. He thought about all this as he looked for Agnes Murray's name on the directory in the vestibule of a crumbling old warehouse in Bushwick. It was a cold and gray morning in April. He hoped he wasn't wasting his time. He climbed four staircases to her studio. Out of breath, he saw her leaning against the battered door at the end of a dim hall in paint-spattered stretch pants and a moth-eaten cardigan pulled across her chest.